Caught up with Mike Babcock earlier today. Do you think he's got his U-Haul packed? Like, is he ready to just get out of town?
No, he's the type of guy who will... They'll do a lot of year-end meetings, assessments, all of that.
He'll watch every game.
Yeah. I think he's a guy who's...
He's a professional grinder.
Yeah, he's going to put in a lot of time still to try and sort out where the future's headed.
Well, I mean, that's really what's important now. The game tomorrow night is nowhere near as important as what they're going to do with the draft, free agency, which players are going to stay, which players are going to go, who could be available to them in terms of free agency and via trade, and he's going to factor into all that.
Right.
Caught up with him earlier this afternoon. I remember his first press conference, he got here and said, pain is coming.
Yeah.
Pain is coming. So gear up, strap in, because it is inevitable.
Yep.
So I began by asking him that. Like, considering, you know, you called your shot here, and it has been a painful season, we began by asking Mike Babcock, what has been most painful?
Well, I mean, a lot of things have been really good. Obviously, the city's looked after, the fan base is great. The players have really tried hard. We've been able to acquire a lot of young players and a lot of draft picks and clean out a lot of contracts and set ourselves up for the future. I like how competitive we've been as far as work ethic and structure on a nightly basis. The bottom line is, when you don't win as much as you'd like, that's always painful.
Knowing that coming in, though, did that make it easier for you to control your emotions and maybe temper the frustration?
Well, I think you're good every day except game day, and you're good on game day until it doesn't go the way you want and you don't feel you're quite set up to do the things you want to do. And so that's the part, and then you get back to work the next day. The sun gets up, and so do you, and you get on with it. And so that's what we try to do here. We try to keep choose our attitude daily and be real positive about things, and we feel we're going in the right direction. Now, proof's in the pudding. The reality is when you're in the situation we are, like a number of other teams, you're hoping for better days ahead, but you got to do good things to make that happen.
When the kids came up, it really felt like a different buzz around the team, certainly a different buzz around the media and the fan base. From your standpoint, dating back to the trade deadline when Nylander came up, Soshnikov, Hyman, obviously Brown's been up, Valiev, a couple of other kids. Those kids coming up and playing for an extended period of time, how has that changed your overall view of this season?
Well, I think the big thing is, obviously, we have a number of young players. Now, the guys you mentioned in Sosh and Hyman and Nylander and Brown, Carrick, Valiev, those guys, they're way more ready than, say, like Lindbergh or Gauthier or Kapanen. And yet those guys are going to play in the National Hockey League too, and we have a number more in the organization, but they're not quite as ready. And so when you look at our group, and the core of our group now is 26 and under for sure, and that's what we'll build around here, but we have to continue to make progress. So this offseason is a huge opportunity again for the management team to do its work.
A lot of people already starting to put the cart before the horse and raising expectations for next season based on these kids and based on, you know, the cap space that will be available this summer and a lot of the rumors and conjecture that's out there in terms of what kind of players could be coming here. As a guy who's all about that process and understands that it can take time, are you fearful that the fan base and the expectations could get a bit ahead of where they should be?
No, I'm not worried about that one bit. I mean, it's not up to a fan base to make those decisions. It's up to the management team to make those decisions. And as long as we understand where we're going, I don't think there's any issue whatsoever. But I think it's important to, you know, if you're a bar owner or a restaurant owner and you have no Maple Leafs in the playoffs, what good is that doing you? To me, if you've been a loyal Maple Leafs supporter forever and you have no Leafs in the playoffs, not doing you much good. They want us to be in the playoffs. We want to be in the playoffs. But what we want to be is we want to have a 10-year run. We want to have a real good team for a long period of time. In order to do that, we have to do it right. If we get ahead of ourselves, that'll never happen.
With Mike Babcock here on Overdrive, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. This year, you were still a relatively young team, but I think the expectations are you could be that much younger next year. If that ends up applying, and a lot of these kids make the team out of camp, the process, the potential pain, how might next season be different than this season?
Well, be way more talented, way quicker, way more fun to watch, obviously. I mean, that was very evident here a couple of weeks ago until we sent the guys back down. So much different crew that way. And I think, you know, we believe we have more guys coming. And so I think we're set up to have a lot of fun. Does that mean you're going to win as much as you should? Veterans, it's a man's league, not a boys' league. It's a man's league. If you want to win every night, you need men. And so they're going to take some time to grow up. That's just the reality of the situation.
What kind of lessons are you hoping those young kids maybe take from this stint that will maybe be applied next season?
Well, I think it's got to be applied in the playoffs, in the Calder Cup playoffs. The reality is you don't win on skill. You win on goaltending. You win on structure. You win on defense, on detail. And so what they're finding is when you arrive here, it takes a lot more detail than you probably anticipated. And so I think that's a good lesson for them. The other thing you find out here is if you're no good without the puck, you never have the puck. You think you're a puck guy, but you never get it. Why? Because you don't stand in the right spots and don't compete hard enough without it. So those are lessons that are being learned on a daily basis, and I think the guys are responding to them real well.
With Mike Babcock here on Overdrive, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Nazem Kadri, his season is effectively over after the four-game suspension, but he's been in the news a lot recently, the diving, the embellishment, the suspension. I think he's really played with a lot of bite. I don't think anyone could question his effort really throughout this season, but over the past month and a half, it really seems like he's getting more involved. You look back at the game in Calgary when he was going back and forth with them, the game against the Ducks, and clearly what happened with the Red Wings over the weekend. That kind of bite, quote-unquote, that comes with his game, are you encouraging that, or would you like to see him scale it back a little bit?
Well, I'd like to see him not be in the box or not be suspended. But I believe in commanding your fair share of the ice, and I think part of what makes Naz what Naz is how hard he competes. I like him. He's a real good player. He's got to compete that hard in the gym this summer. This is the biggest summer of his career. If he wants to be as good as he's capable of being, he's got to dig in off ice. And if he does that, we're going to have a real good player on our hands.
How would you define the stage of his career he's currently in? Is he still a young player? Is he a middling player? Is he a veteran player? Where is Nazem Kadri in your eyes?
Well, I just thought his growth this year was fantastic. Gone from a player that didn't know how to play in his own zone to knows how to play in his own zone, who plays against the best players every night, is effective. He still can score way better than he did this year by working on his body and his shot this summer. And so, I mean, he's still got a lot of growth in him, but he didn't just arrive this week either. I mean, he's 25 years of age. So, but I still think there's a lot of growth room there. And like I said to you, this summer is a huge summer for Naz.
Would you rely on him to be a mentor type to a kid like Nylander?
Well, I'm hoping that the guys like Hunwick and guys like that and Komarov are going to do those things. I think Naz is still in the worry-about-yourself stage of his career.
With Mike Babcock here on Overdrive, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Jonathan Bernier has played a lot better recently, considering what happened with him earlier in the year. How has his late-season performance affected the way you'd evaluate his whole season?
Well, I mean, obviously, it didn't go very good at the start. Being mentally tough enough to battle through and to find your game is so important. And this league, this town, that position isn't kind when things don't go well. And so I think that was hard for him. I think he's fought his way through it, and that's real positive for us, obviously.
Was it more mental now that you look back on it?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. That's the beauty of it. You can ask him. The puck didn't stay out.
And how did that potentially affect the way you will approach him going into the offseason this summer?
Well, you know, when you've had a year like we've had, everything's full review, obviously. It is anyway. I mean, when we win the cup, you have a full review. So that'll go on here over the next few weeks, and we'll set ourselves up to have the best team we can.
That was Mike Babcock, the head coach of the Maple Leafs.